This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them. Bellevoir 110 Sunnydale Road. The striking home at the corner of Oliver Street, now Shirley Avenue, and Ross Street, now Sunnydale Road, once belonged to Frederick M. Smith, deputy sheriff of Simcoe County, and his wife Harriet Adelaide Smith. Fred was born in Barry in 1852, but lived in Collingwood for 6 years until his family moved back to Barry, where he was educated at the Barry Grammar School. The Smiths would live in the headmaster's former residence at 47 Rodney Street. Fred was the son of Benjamin Walker Smith, High Sheriff of Simcoe County for 32 years, right up until his death in 1873. Fred held his position as deputy sheriff until his father died and was reappointed under T.D. McConkie when McConkie assumed the shrievalty of Simcoe. Fred and Harriet's home, called Bellevoir, was built in 1883, a magnificent Queen Anne-inspired villa set on 2 acres that overlooked the town, country and bay. The property was surrounded on all sides by ornamental and shade trees, a park-like border to the beautiful grounds, lawns, gardens and paddock within. In the early 1920s, Catherine Long acquired the Smith estate. Catherine was the daughter of Henry and Marion Long. Marion Campbell had been born in 1851 at York Barracks, England, her father, Staff Sergeant Major. Henry I Campbell, served with the 5th Dragoon Guards, the same regiment Lord Baden-Powell had belonged to. When the regiment was posted to Ireland, Marion attended private school in Selbridge, County Kildare. At 20, a spirited Marion and another adventurous friend, sailed to Canada. At 21, she married William Long and lived in Brampton until William passed away in 1898. 5 years later, Marion moved in with her sons, both railwaymen living at 90 Isa Road, in Allendale at the time, and kept house for them. In 1914, Marion returned to England and Ireland to visit the places of her youth. She was fortunate to make it back to Canada in August that year, as the First World War was breaking out. Daughter Catherine had big plans for the mansion she had purchased. Equipped with her experience at Rest Farm, in Winfield, Ill, Catherine set about renovating Bellevoir with a view to opening a rest home for convalescent patients. Renamed Ledgemere on the Hill, the splendid estate and grounds seemed perfectly suited for its new purpose. While unexpected, Marion Long passed away at Catherine's lovely home, before the property was sold about 1939. The stately Bellevoir, still in outstanding condition, remains one of Barry's grandest homes.